Reporting on NBC's Eye on La Soufre Overnight Edition, volcano seismologist Roderick Stewart used the opportunity to explain how lahars are formed and why they are dangerous.
A lahar or a mudflow, they're sometimes interchangeable. Some scientists might separate them, but I'm going to make them the same thing. It's basically an avalanche of material that's been brought down by water on the volcano. So water is a form of rainfall, falls on the volcano, and there's all this loose material, all the ash and debris from the eruption, and the water just picks it up, and it comes down as this wet, almost avalanche. And on the way, it picks up trees, it picks up boulders, and can have a very destructive power.
That is volcano seismologist Roderick Stewart. Meanwhile, Professor Jenny Barclay of the University of East Anglia in the United Kingdom said lahars can continue for a prolonged period after an explosive volcanic eruption.
The word lahar is actually an Indonesian term, and what it means is just basically anything that involves moving around the material that comes out of a volcano when it erupts in the form of rain. And it's actually just a word, lahar, that sounds a little bit like some of the rumbling noises that you hear as these things come tumbling down the hillside. And so they can do quite a range of behaviour. But the important thing about them is that they can last for many years or months after the end of an eruption, because effectively it's the volcano's got a new cloak on of rocks and loose material. And the rain rearranges that, and unfortunately for us, it rearranges it in a slightly hazardous and destructive way.
And that was Professor Jenny Barclay of the University of East Anglia in the United Kingdom. And Dr. Paul Cole of the University of Plymouth in the UK, who is working along with the UWI seismic research team, said lahars will destroy everything in their path and they are a serious threat to life.
They often remobilize and entrain material that's hot. So, for example, we know that there were pyroclastic flows that formed during this eruption a few weeks ago during the explosions. And they're often in the upper reaches of the valleys that's where these lahars are forming. And consequently, the lahars themselves will contain bits of the pyroclastic flows that are still hot. And the lahars that were occurring today, the ones that we witnessed, were steaming because that material is still hot. So sometimes you can have lahars that look just like kind of muddy rivers, and they may look relatively innocuous, but in actual fact, the water can be nearly boiling. So if you were to be caught in it, it wouldn't just be the boulders and things in there, which are obviously dangerous, but also you would be severely burnt as well.
And that is Dr. Paul Cole of the University of Plymouth in the United Kingdom, who's working along with the UWI seismic research team. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's La Soufre volcano update.